Welcome to Faith in Corinth. This podcast is an extension of the Central Church located at 293 County Road 218 in Corinth, Mississippi. We hope and trust today's broadcast will bring you hope, encouragement, and insight from God's Word. And we ask you to like and share this podcast with those to whom you believe it will benefit. Again, thank you for joining us. Now, let's get into today's podcast.
I just want to read two scriptures. In Mark 11 and 24, it says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." In Mark 6 and 52, "For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened." In that last scripture, there's a story that goes on that right after the miracle of the five loaves and two fishes, all the disciples get on a ship, and they go out to water. And Jesus goes into a mountain, and he starts praying. And some time passes, and a storm comes, and they're out in the middle of the water, and they're in a storm. And it seems like they have no hope. It seems like that they're in the water. There's all this stuff going around, and the ship's going to go down, when all of a sudden they see something out in the water. They see something walking on the water, and they were afraid because they thought it was a spirit. They see this thing that they think is a spirit, when in reality it is Jesus, the man that they know very well, the man that they see and they talk to every single day, the man that they sup with, the man that they love, the man that they call Master and Lord. They had all of this stuff going on around them, and they forgot who God was. And in this verse it says that they forgot the miracle of the loaves because their heart was hardened. They had all this stuff going on around them that they forgot what God did just a little bit before. They forgot what God had done because they were in the middle of something where it seemed like all hope was lost. So I'm telling you today that if you are praying and you believe that something is going to happen, that something is going to change, if you have that faith that it is going to happen no matter what is coming your way, if you have loved ones that are lost and you've been praying and you have been warring for them, I'm telling you right now in Jesus' name that they will be saved because of your faith. By your faith, not because of anything that you can do, but because you are praying and you are warring over them, so they will be saved and they will come to an altar and they will be filled with the Holy Ghost. They will repent of their sins and will be baptized in Jesus' name. So I'm telling you right now that when it seems like all hope is lost, that when it seems like you are going to go under, that it seems that your family is gone and that they will never come back, I'm telling you right now, just pray a little longer. Go back the next day and you pray again. Brother Walker, you go back again and you pray and you pray and you pray until they are saved and they are filled with the Holy Ghost. Because I'm telling you, my God can do all things in Jesus' name.